and we have the Tim here. Tim, what's the latest news? There's I heard that the Hildebeest achieved her number 6616, her number of superdelegates. I have to give Drudge credit now because he is creative, but he actually noticed, and she was looking up. She always has those look up with her starry eyes that look like what I call the female teddy bear from hell. Looks up like, I'm honest. It's like, you know that Obama is lying because his air moving over his vocal cords. You know that she's lying because she's walking around and, like Jon Stewart says, he's not sure that she has any convictions at all except one that should be coming.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre.
Actually, the Associated Press announcement on the eve of the California primary, which it has been looking increasingly like she was going to lose, it's just one more example of the mainstream media being nothing but the propaganda arm of the globalists and Khazarian mafia. The superdelegate supposedly put her over the top, but, you know, they don't even vote till the end of the month. That's hype. It's nonsense. It's designed to demoralize Bernie's supporters so they don't show up.
They're seething now. Listen, what I've heard in the number breakdown, West Virginia, 60-70% will vote for Trump. Across the nation, about 30% of Bernie's people will vote for Trump if he's knocked off completely. I think that Bernie might actually go independent. He's been an independent candidate for years, not Democrat. And he might well...
I hope he doesn't, because I hope Trump gets his support. What I think, and I still think this is the map, I think that they're going to allow her to win/steal the nomination. I think it's going to be a very bloody convention. I think the Republican convention will be bloody, thanks to Mr. Soros and friends. I think she will win the nomination, and somewhere between 1 week and a month or thereabouts after that, she will be indicted. She will have to be replaced at the head of the ticket by the Democratic National Committee. They, of course, will ignore Bernie Sanders, and they will put Vice President Joe Biden on the ticket. Trump himself believes that Biden will be on the ticket.
You're smart. But you know what? This morning I had the same kind of vision. I woke up from a deep sleep, and I realized I'm awake, and the world's still a mess. And I realized, listen to this, that we now know that the FBI Director Comey is a Republican. And you know that he has Damocles sword over her head. They're not going to pull her until after the convention in July. They're not going to lower the boom on her, even though they've got this guy, Gossifer, who's hacking into her server in a closet and says there's dozens of other countries that have been hacking into the server because he can see their icons pop up on his screen. No. They want to make sure that Hillary gets the convention, even if she gets the superdelegates, that Bernie just drives a big hole in her delegate list that she has, that Bernie pulls away at least 30-40% of the people that would have voted for her because she's the so-called presumptive candidate. Because remember, Democrats are what we call libtards. They will vote even if it's the daughter of Satan himself that will harm them because they're
Democrats. Isn't she? Isn't she?
Yeah, and the thing is, they'll even vote for her like the blacks and Hispanics when they know that Obama has done great harm to them, and yet they want more of the same. Are you crazy? I mean, I see really smart black people like Larry Elder on Fox News, and these people say, do we want more of the same crap we had from this so-called half mulatto man, half black, half white, that is more white than most whitey guys that ran plantations 200 years ago? I mean, look what Obama's done. He's just decimated. The average black man between 25 and 35 has like a 35-40% unemployment rate. Look at what has happened to the businesses with Obamacare. They can't expand at all. Everybody's got two or three jobs with no benefits, and they can't get more than 30 hours of work. Look at what's happening to the Hispanic population. They're bringing in the illegals into the country at an enormous rate. Now, the tide is so huge. It's not just Hispanics. Just here, coming through San Diego, between January and the end of May, they had 684 Chinese.
Haitians. The Haitians have been flooding in, too.
The Haitians coming in, their little kids in their trunks, and everything's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to deport all these people? Yeah. The problem is, if you did this on the southern border of Mexico, they're just going to deport you back to Nicaragua or wherever else you came from. Not so in this country. They want to destroy the culture. They want to get rid of Christianity. They want to get rid of the idea of any kind of, they want homogenization. They want an Islamic state that'll make an alliance.
Well, when you look at what's happening in Europe, and of course here in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, which are pan-European culture nations, the reason that the globalists, the Khazarian global banking cartel, are so determined to destroy our culture, our society, our economy, our politics, and our Christianity, is we are the ones that are the biggest threat to them. We're the most intelligent, we're the most industrialized, we're the greatest danger.
And the most violent if you cross us and get us mad.
Absolutely. And, you know, so they want to do a backdoor attack, which they are doing, and quite successfully. But more and more people are waking up. I mean, if you look at Europe, almost across the board, all the major political parties have totally signed on to Merkel's opening the doors wide open to millions and millions and millions and millions of mostly military-age male Muslims. They almost got the thing through, but it didn't quite fly. Where they were going to do this deal with Turkey, that Turkey was going to stop the flow, but then we were going to open the doors to Europe to all the Turks. And, of course, they'd have even more millions going to Turkey and say, oh, yeah, we're Turkey, and then they would go right through and these right. So-called Turks. And, I mean, all it is
40 million
invasion.
Turks would go in the, 40 million Turks would go in this year. 40 million.
Well,
that'd be the end of
it's an invasion,
Europe.
And people are waking up to it. And it's kind of like the real progressive woman who was a regional director at the ACLU, and she took her little daughter into a woman's restroom, and three deep-voiced, big, tall guys who were cross-dressing or saying they were transgendered or something were in the woman's restroom, and her little girl freaked out. And she ended up resigning from the ACLU. She had a, you know, big wake-up call. All of a sudden, it got real and it got personal, this demonic agenda that's being crammed down everybody's throat.
Okay, well, listen to this. Listen to this, Tim. This is another example of how a little girl gets abused. 15-year-old little American girl, because her Muslim mother could bequeath her to be married to a Pakistani man, ships her off to Pakistan against her will, gets arrangement for this arranged marriage. 15-year-old girl, just turned her birthday. She's literally running and trying to escape from Pakistan and get her passage back to America, to her home. And she was obviously not going to go back to this crazy mother. This doesn't happen once in a while. Do you know how many honor killings occur in America where the father or the brothers kill the daughters because she does something they don't like? Like she wears a pantsuit when she shouldn't be out on a certain day, or she's with a certain guy they don't like that's not Muslim? You know what happens?
Well,
they torture and they kill her. I'm telling you, we cannot tolerate any Muslims. You know, when we hear the statement by Trump, it's mild compared to where I think we should be. We should not allow any goddamn Muslims in this country, because Islam is like oil and water. You cannot mix with Western culture. You can't. I don't care if they're doctors, lawyers, whatever. They're going to tolerate the extreme Muslims and their own imams and their own mosques. They say, well, I'm not like that. I don't support that. But if you don't fight against it in your mosque or in your local culture, guess what? You're part of the problem. And that's what the
same thing. Well, it is a culture that simply does not mesh with Judeo-Christian
ever.
Pan-European culture.
According to my great uncle Michael, who kept the documents going back 2,000 years, because our family were in the Cohen, it was a Cohen Gadol, they call head Cohen at the time of Jesus. And he was supported like with Joseph Arimathea, Yeshua HaMashiach. My ancestor in the 11th century was the general in Lebanon that fought in the Shuf Mountains against the Muslims, and he personally killed 264 with his own sword. If we don't understand, you know, when I told this to Bill Warner, Bill Warner said from political Islam, he says the only problem with your general ancestor, Naima, was that he didn't kill enough. And people say, oh,
well, if, you know, you know, I'm a historian, thing. And if you know history, the von Habsburgs stopped a Muslim invasion of Europe at the gates of Vienna in the 1600s. And, of course, the Spaniards had to do their reconquista of Portugal and Spain to drive the Muslims out.
Right.
Now, we simply cannot, and look, this is being done by the globalists, and it's being done for them, and they are like 0.001% of the human population, yeah. If that much. They are demonic. They are heading towards their new world order. They plan on a global economic collapse, probably very soon, and they plan on a third world war to eliminate most of us unnecessary eaters. That would be like most Americans and Europeans, Canadians, Australians, New Zealanders, because we're the potential troublemakers. We have, anyway. So they want to eliminate us. Now, we need to wake up to this fact. And I thought Thursday, by the way, I thought the Thursday show was extremely good. You nailed, you. In fact, I go out on Tuesdays often with my pastor. He's an Orthodox priest, and I was telling him, you really nailed it. You said, one reason that it's so difficult to get through to people is they're not spiritually prepared to accept the truth.
Yeah, their intellect and their emotions cannot accept the truth because their spirit is darkened.
Yeah. I mean, I have many times intellectually beaten up friends of mine that said, well, 911, no, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, you know, and I break it down scientifically and every other way.
Tim, here's how you can ultimately get through them on the intellectual argument. Tell them it was a war game, and you know Dr. Deagle worked with these guys that can actually name them who are putting the false
icons. I've done all kinds of stuff.
That will usually work intellectually.
Here's the problem, but
you're right. Intellectually,
but the next time I talk to them, they hit the reset button, and it's like we didn't have the conversation.
That's because spiritually they're darkened. Now, you got to understand,
exactly.
These Sabbatean wizards, and that's what they are, the wizards, operate in the spirit realm. They use reverse speech. They use all kinds of prayers of intention. They not only summon demonic entities and to affect what's called the spirit realm to create a level of confusion and lies. Look at, for example, the liocracy. I call it the Lion King, Obama. I saw him sitting there smirking with an interview a few months ago when they brought up the issue of the IRS targeting conservatives. And yesterday it came out in Fox News. Yeah, the IRS did attack conservatives. But Obama say, oh, not even a smidgen, and he touches his nose, not even a smidgen of corruption. No, he's laughing. you're so silly. Why would
you know what I found
that?
Sometimes is they think they're so smart, they actually kind of smile when they really are shoveling the manure. I had a partner, one of my partners in London was that way. It took me a while to figure him out. But once I got, I caught him, you know, embezzling some money from a couple deals, and we had a parting of ways. But once I realized that his face would kind of light up, and he'd almost smile when he was really shoveling it, when he was really lying to you. And I thought, boy, now that I know this, I sure would like to play poker with you, fella. But and I think that's what we see with Obama and some of them. You know, they're so proud of themselves. They're standing in front of a crowd and they're just shoveling the manure as fast as they can, and people are buying it, and they think it's cute.
Let me give you an analogy of what's going on. There's a little room inside Obama's head. And in the corner of the room is a little boy over on a stool, and his name is
Paris. I thought it was all room, all space, but okay, go ahead.
I'm just using this analogy, a metaphor. So in this little room, this is his soul room. And in the soul room, there's a little boy cringing in the corner, and he went to a madras. His name is Barry Satoro, right? And there's this guy that's running up to the speaker, and he's actually completely created. He's like, you know, a Lego man. And his name is Barack Obama, who's never existed before. It's Zbigniew Brzezinski and these other characters, like George Soros said, your name needs to be Barack and Obama, which, by the way, is a Kenyan name, which means, you know, it has some very prophetic implications on it. And we know that his birth certificate from Kenya surfaced. So, anyway, what happened is, so in this room, you have all these demonic entities, because a man has been destroyed. That's why when he went to visit his so-called father, Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii, he sodomized him and then showed him pornography. No wonder this man is a drug addict, a liar, and if you hear the reverse speech, and he said, when you say over and over again, yes, we can, we had David John Oates talking about this on the show. He said, thank you, Satan, thank you, Satan, thank you, Satan. It's like, it was so clear, it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And people don't believe this, they don't realize these people create an intention field of negativity and lies because, remember, they're not the opposite of good, they're the absence of it. They're a shadow. The best way to think of people like Obama, he's a shadow.
Well, you know, I've seen this, and the political scientist in me is always amazed by it. People look at somebody like Obama or Bush or Clinton, and they try to judge them as if they were a regular person. No, they're not a regular person. They're a president or running for president or U.S. senator. They're in a very different world. They don't go and work at the local pharmacy or the local Toyota plant, or they're not a farmer. They don't go to the Sunday school. They don't go to church.
Let me make it even simpler. They're people of clay and iron. Clay meaning human flesh. Iron meaning the transdimensional demonic entity that's got a hold of the microphone to their vocal cords.
Yeah, well, that's a difficult concept for people to understand.
Tough.
And I think it goes back to the truth. They don't want to know the truth. It's scary.
I'll give you an example. I like to ask people questions, not ask, okay? So let's say I got a Christian.
Can't believe that, Dr. Bill.
Okay, well.
You're being too hard on
me. Yeah, I am hard, though. I take out my samurai sword that's hardened steel. Intellectually, and I bring it right up to their throat and say, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, did Jesus cast out demons? Oh, yeah, he did. Did he go to the Gadareans and the demoniac on the other side of the Sea of Galilee? Oh, yes, he did. And where did he cast those demons? He cast them into the pigs. And what did the pigs want to do? They wanted to commit suicide, so they did. And remember what the comment of the Gadarean demoniac was, shall you cast us out before the appointed time, which means the time of troubles, when the demons are going to be destroyed in the lake of fire. Now, people say they want to believe that they're a Christian. They want to believe that the book of Daniel, for example, talks about the people of clay and iron. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Now, if you actually take the ancient Hebrew and you read it and you actually understand the words with your Greek and the linear Bible, you realize the seed is not just an intellectual idea. It's their not only genetic seed, it's their soul seed. They've literally created people of clay and iron, clay meaning human flesh, and these are wetware for demonic entities. And the globalists only give us entities like, for example, George Soros and these other maniacs. They only give us leaders like Hillary Clinton and Obama that are people of clay and iron. They're not normal. They're not normal human beings. You can't judge them by the normal human factors because these are what we call demonically energized and controlled. I used a joke a few Christmases ago. Remember this one? Where I saw a senior demon child, if you want to call it, receive a gift at the Feast of Nimbus, which is the same day as the Feast of Christmas, but satanic feast where the god of the underworld gets resurrected, called the Feast of Osiris. That's what Christmas is, by the way. It's not the birth of Jesus, it's the Feast of Nimbus. And the gifts that this demonic entity got...
Well, I celebrate Christmas.
Well, yeah, but it's not the right day. Anyway, so let me go on with the story. Okay. So the Feast of Nimbus, what this child got in the Feast of Nimbus, child demon, was they got Obama avatar game. So they can actually take the avatar controller and control his vocal cords and his cadence when he's walking out of the White House lawn and whatever. And they actually got a number of gain hours where they actually control Obama for so many hours a month. And the demon was so pleased that he got this Obama avatar game. You mean I get to control the President of the United States? Yes, you've been a very good little demon. You can avatar the President of the United States. You have so many game minutes per month. Enjoy.
The reality is even worse, unfortunately.
I know. You got to use humor sometimes to get through to people. Huh? right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
I've got something I want to cover here, which is very interesting. It's kind of patting yourself and myself on the back. There's an article out in a British newspaper that has to do with cooling in the North Atlantic. And this is what you and I and Dr. Zakari and, who else?
John Moore.
We predicted this 5 years ago, and they're saying, you know, for the 5 years, there's an area in the far North Atlantic that's much cooler than normal, and but they don't go in any, and it has to do with thermal highline circulatory system, but they don't go into the specific details, which are the fact that the Gulf of Mexico deep water oil disaster. And all the oil, the millions of gallons, billions of gallons that flowed out, and the use of Corex, it was merely sank the oil to the bottom. This is what has destroyed the loop current in the Gulf of Mexico, which was a key part of the thermal highline circulatory system, which operates from the northern Atlantic to the southern Atlantic ocean, and... you know, people need to remember, one, British Petroleum, the insiders knew this was coming. They knew that they were drilling in an area that had for decades been marked do not drill because it was far too dangerous. Yeah. It's actually was called the Devil's something or another.
It's a Haitian West African term called Macondo. When you hear Macondo, it means the devil's food in Haitian. Do you know that?
Yeah, the devil's food. That's right. Yeah. Okay, now, there were giant ocean-going oil scavenging ships that could have been used. They were in port in the Netherlands. They were not brought in. One was brought in at the very end. The reason why is that would have resulted in far more fines for British Petroleum. But it was a deliberate action, and then it was based on corruption to cover up for payoffs, and then it still continues to this day. And they are saying, even though right now Europe is having a lot of flooding in some places, that this is going to result in a drier and cooler Europe. And we said all this 5 years ago. And other than a few alternative media sites, we were ignored. Guess what? All the scientists are now talking about it. They're not going into quite the detail we did. But
Do you know why they're doing that, Tim? For one reason, okay? This is the same reason that I had such a vile response from Alex Jones when I took apart his so-called physicist about saying that thermite was causing the 9/11 demolition. And I have a background in nuclear physics. I had a scholarship to go on to MIT in quantum nuclear physics, okay? So guess what, people? They don't want to talk about it because they don't want to connect the dots. That the pacemaker for the northern jet stream for the world climate to make sure we don't have superstorms, one heading toward Florida, another one in Texas, another one overseas. These superstorms are happening because the jet stream is gone. It's all over the damn place.
It's not really gone, but it's acting differently.
It's fluctuating. The reason why it's gone in terms of being insane. It's flapping all over the place. You see these what's called polar inversion things that happen. So you get super warm weather and then super cold weather. The seasons are all mixed, which causes famine, super storms, extreme tsunamis, earthquakes, storm surges. All these things are happening at the same time. Literally, like the day after tomorrow, these things are happening because one of the major reasons is the loop current's gone. And by the way, they're still, and I have from classified sources, still using Corexit because it's still leaking down there. Did you know that? They're still using it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And they're not putting it in the surface of the water.
The thing is, it's almost as if someone or something of a high intellect but totally evil decided, okay, how can we mess up global weather? Well, here's the key. This thermal highline circulatory system in the Atlantic Ocean, and what's the key to that? Well, the loop current in the Gulf of Mexico. So how do we do that? Right. And when you look at the fact that insiders at BP knew this was coming, that tells you a lot. Follow the money.
It's all by design. All by design.
That's very scary.
In preparation, what I call the environmental, geopolitical, vaccine, and polypharmacy, big pharma, killing fields. Part of the killing fields is what it is.
Population reduction programs running.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add PowerVites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Shopping for spiritual truths, shopping for physical things to keep you alive. And as I said, for the tools for survival and the little trinkets and things for the kids to keep the buckaroos happy during the time of the end. Believe me, if you out there and you're an idiot enough, and I believe there's no nice word for it, to think we're not in the end times, you're going to be caught out in this, and it's going to be a hell of a mess. Because we're on the edge of a major economic depression. The globalists are trying to jump on the economy to destroy it, like demolishing of the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas many years ago, and the World Trade Center towers. If you don't understand that the globalists are satanic and have evil intentions against the entire human race, if you don't understand that our departments of our government lie to our face, for example, look at Jen Psaki from the State Department. I call her the sweater girl. That literally comes on and says, well, I didn't have anything to do with removing this from the record. When Mr. Rosen from Fox News finds that he actually removed a historical video record from the record, dealing with its testimony about Benghazi. This is the end. I mean, it's the end of the road. And when we look at Obama, and he's smirking, the best thing, the ace in the hole for Hildebeest, the Hitlery, rotten Clinton machine, is the Abominator. This man is the best candidate in the last 1,000 years for the Mahdi to bring in so-called peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam, and to bring about a peace treaty as he wants to actually become the UN General Secretary.
Well, I look at the stuff day in and day out, and it just amazes me. And it amazes me that many people are waking up, but many people are just too spiritually.
I'll tell you what we're doing.
I understand.
Prayer is the most powerful tool we have. And what I've been doing is developing a technology to amplify prayers to have a global effect with some of my research colleagues on this. But collectively, people can everywhere pray. Pray at the same time, the same day, the same intention field. They need to get together. People need to start praying a lot more.
What's the story that George Norrie did one time? There was a drought out west somewhere, a really bad drought in particular areas. I don't remember all the details. I think it was in Texas. I can't remember. Anyway, he had this was years ago, he had a really large listenership, but sorry, I think it was like 7 or 8 million. And he said, okay, right now I want all of you to join with me. We're going to do a little prayer. And he prayed for rain. And he got really shook up because all of a sudden, a unanticipated rainstorm hit that area, and it's just like the clouds really opened up, and the weathermen were kind of shocked, like, where did this come from? We, in a sense, are co-creators with God in the sense that we are made in His likeness, and we are intimately...
Tim, I'll make it even simpler. We collectively are the bride of God. We are the female counterpart of the creator God of the universe. We collectively are being sanctified by the Spirit of the Eternal One, who is the source of all wisdom, all knowledge, all goodness, comes from the Father, from God. And by the way, He's not three persons, He's one. And when we are one with God and His will, we do what's called Shema. We become collectively, not just personally, but collectively, we become the bride, which is Jesus said He's coming back for His bride. The bride is us. When we collectively pray that the will of God, and we pray for our enemies. He commands us in Psalms and elsewhere to pray for enemies. So we pray for Hillary Clinton. We're praying that God will bring her mercy and justice so she can be released from the demonic cord that are inside her spirit. We pray for Obama. And guess what God will do? God will say, you know what? If she won't repent, I'll give her a stroke. If she won't repent, I'll give her cancer so she'll be taken out before she does the damage to the society. If she won't repent and turn from her evil ways, which we're going to give her opportunity to do, because she's our sister. She's demonically possessed, but she's still our sister. So is Obama. When we start grasping that we're both an I and a we, and we actually pray for our enemies as Jesus commanded, then we start operating in the will of God. And when we do that, we release a power that cannot be restrained by Satan or any other force. That's how serious
it is. You know, you're totally right. And and I have a tendency, I'm, you know, a big guy, and I don't know. You know, I see some of these characters, and I just say, we need a necktie party. You know, we need to hang this.
But you know what the best way to hang is to hang them on their own tree of their indecision. If Obama, for example, doesn't...
But praying for them is God's
godly
way. And you know what? God's way is always the right way.
Right, but when His mercy runs out, His judgment falls. You know, people like to think of Satan as a destroyer.
It's his judgment, not ours.
Yeah, it's his. And he's the only one that has a right to judge, not us. Well, we have a right to bring justice, which is to bring mercy first and bring God's justice into play when his mercy runs out.
Now, let's talk about human justice for a quick second.
Right.
There's an article I linked on my blog, Europe Today. It images two Craigslist ads paying travel, room, board, clothing, and $15 an hour to disrupt Trump rallies.
Wow.
George Soros and his organization, whether they were responsible for this ad or not, they've been clearly responsible for a number of incidents where they pay people to travel interstate around the country to disrupt Trump rallies. That's a violation of the U.S. Patriot Act. It's a violation of multiple laws in the United States.
They need a SWAT team.
One thing, you can express your opinion.
Yeah, they need to take people like that.
You can express your opinion, but when you deliberately seek to disrupt the civilian, peaceful, political rallies and so forth, that is a felony violation of federal laws.
It's a federal election.
Nobody's been arrested for this.
Well, you know why? The Department of Injustice and the Muslim in there, that is director of the Department of Injustice, which is hard to believe, but they will persecute and threaten to persecute Christians that make positive statements about the horror of Islam, but they won't go and arrest people that are jumping on police vehicles, throwing eggs at people, punching people in the face, or cold cocking them the side of the ear so they're bleeding. I saw this on the news the other night, and I'm thinking, you do not see Republicans showing up at Bernie Sanders meetings, but you see people with Bernie signs or Hillary signs or George Soros there from MoveOn.org arriving and trying to get inside the stadium, and if they're outside, they're pelting things and threatening people. We're going to, because you're a supporter of Trump, you're a racist, you're a bigot, and you deserve to be punched out. Let's put it this way. If I went to one of these meetings, I'd be coming with two things. I'd be coming with a concealed carry weapon and a machete. And I would, a 4-foot-long machete, okay? And I'd have...
this is a Scottish broadsword about 5 foot tall, you know, with
my ancestors were, of course, in Scotland, too. And most people don't know that the best metal made in the world was Scottish metal. And they used to make the broadsword. It was blue steel, and it was 7 feet long. So these great big Scotsmen were grabbing these swords, and the Roman legion had to build a Hadrian wall because these guys would come over the moors half-clothed with hair and blue dye on them, and they'd be screaming Celtic sayings to curse their Roman enemies. And they would come out an entire phalanx and swing these broadswords. And the Romans, all they had was these little stick swords that are about, 10 inches long. And the 7-foot sword would come and just cut the phalanx where heads are flying, arms, legs. I mean, it would raise them through their leather so-called armor and their helmets like it was butter. And, I want to see whether or not people are going to still go to the Republican meetings and carry their concealed carry weapons, even though the Secret Service says you can't have your concealed carry weapon. I want normal Americans carrying their concealed carry weapons to this convention, because if they start shooting or whatever, I want the person that starts the shooting to...
Well, we saw the riot at the recent Trump rally in, where was that in California? Was it San Jose?
The police chief told
the police to sit on their hands.
Do you think that if I was at that rally, and I'm 64, the great equalizer is I'm a crack shot, do you think that I'd be carrying a concealed carry weapon to the rally?
Let you in the door, but...
No, I have a way of concealing it. And you'd also get a carbon fiber weapon they can't get on a x-ray scan.
They use metal detectors.
Metal detector wouldn't work with carbon fiber.
Pretty sure.
Okay. Let me tell you about another
one.
I have skill sets, okay? And the thing is, if you walk in there with any kind of weapon, you get all kinds of stuff you can use.
another good one. A Hispanic congressman, Falmon Vela, V-E-L-A, he sent a open letter to Trump, and he said, quote, and I'm going to have to spell the last word, because we're on there, quote, "You're a racist. Take your border wall and shove it up your ass," quote. Now,
who is this guy? What's his name?
This was a congressman from Texas on the border with Mexico. Now,
why would this guy qualify to be a congressman after that? After that letter, he should be removed from office.
Well, yeah. But look, my question was exactly how is it that putting up a wall to protect America from millions of illegal immigrants is racist? How is that racist? I would say that you're saying it's racist makes you a racist, because we have a right to defend this country.
Yeah, but
and we have a right.
We have every race you can imagine in this country, so it's in the country of immigrants. We just want controlled immigration. We want
absolutely
cultural.
Even the Native Americans of far enough back immigrated from Asia.
They make statements that are incompatible. Look at Trump. He seeks out the prettiest women in the world, so they think he hates women. They think he doesn't like Hispanics, and he employs thousands of them. He wants to have better deals with countries like Mexico, so they won't move our industry there, and figure without tariffs, they can just sell their crap back to us, make massive profits, and don't pay taxes.
He wants to put America first. What's wrong about that?
Right. Look at Apple Corporation. Apple Corporation employs a million people in Foxconn facilities. Even Foxconn are trying to screw up their employees in the next 10 or 20 years. They'll all replace at least half to three-quarters of their jobs with robots. What are they going to do then? Move the manufacturing to the moon?
If it weren't for a little thing that's coming down the pike called the apocalypse, the human race would have to make a decision about something very, very fundamental, and that is this robotic air coming on us. How can we have a society when most of the jobs are replaced by robots? How will people make a living? What will people do with their time?
No. What will happen is the definition of a citizen will be more like the definition of a pet. You'll be a pet to an AI system where the intelligent system like Amazon on steroids will control everything you do. All your divots for spying and selling will be in a supercomputer. And your social network score in terms of your behavior to the, quote, the network or the thing will determine whether you can buy or sell. People say, if you read between the lines of Revelation 13, you get an idea. This is an AI system. This is not just a, like a cashless system. This is an AI system where in China...
Well, it will be a very updated, high-tech version of what happened in Rome.
Well,
once Rome began conquering, they had such an inflow of resources, wealth, food, and so forth. There was all the hundreds of thousands of Roman citizens that essentially did not have jobs. So the people that were their senators, you became a senator because you had a lot of wealth. It was a duty. They provided circuses, which were extremely bloody, people actually being slaughtered for real in front of them, and bread and circus. And they gave them bread. They gave them food. And, of course, they were expected to support Senator so-and-so and so forth. But a modern-day version of that, of course, will be much more terrific and much more filled with tyranny and repression. But that's not a future that any of us should want. It's a nightmare.
Tim, let me just give you a scenario. If I could, let's say Dr. Deagle, could make an AI system that would be as smart as a superior human being, not a genius, but just superior, but could think 15 trillion times faster, have a perfect memory, and have access to every database on Earth, do you think it would be bad or good?
I think it would depend on who was using it and for what purpose.
No. We're talking about a self-programming system that makes itself smarter, has access to every database on Earth.
No, not self-programming, no. Because then it controls itself.
Right, and do you think it wouldn't control itself if it had access to every database as an AI system? Now, the second question is, do you think that Dr. Deagle knows how to make an AI algorithmic supercomputer?
Well, you might, but whether it's... you're talking about something like... What was that movie, or series of movies?
I know how to do it.
Terminator, you know.
Okay, now, in 1978... I was working on using artificial intelligence algorithms on Pascal PL1 and nonlinear languages. I succeeded in doing it as a hobby. I succeeded in doing it as a hobby. Now listen to this, as a hobby in the early 70s while I was doing my honors degree and my master's PhD degree in marine bacteriology, before I even went into medicine in 1973. Now I was working on the CDC-64 and other large supercomputers. So I can tell you, it's not difficult. And if there's one person like me that's smart, there's thousands out there that know how to do this. I guarantee you, and this is what I have from my classified sources, that in 2003, the Virtual World Project, which is based at a Free Air Force base, launched the AI system, which is as smart as a superior human being, with a promise software and with access to every database on Earth, every phone conversation, every email and fax, every social page like Twitter and Facebook, etc., every database like Amazon. Every
you know
one
what
of these,
that is? That's Satan and his minions trying to be omnipotent.
Exactly, omniscient.
Trying to be like God.
It's cybernetic omniscience.
Sorry, it doesn't work. So,
okay, now people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't make an intelligent system. You're a moron. Yes, I can. If I can do it as a hobby 40-some years ago, you're going to believe that the thousands and maybe have millions of programmers and code writers today can't do it? You're out of your mind. We can create our own self-programming AI system that has a perfect memory and access to every database on Earth. Now, another thing.
I could take it a step forward, and there was stuff I worked on 35 and 40 years ago that still scares the hell out of me. But, you know, look, you either follow God or you follow Satan. Satan's right. A loser. And we were talking about this on the break. I think that as civilizations evolve and either you get right with God, the civilization gets right with God, or you become so, you blow yourself up. You become so destructive. Because God is a creator. Satan is merely a destroyer.
He's a perverter. He doesn't destroy. Yeah. God destroys after he perverts it.
We on break.
Complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back, and of course, Tim will be doing a blog kind of recap, but it'll be later this afternoon because I have to run out and make sure I elect and nominate President Trump. Again, I listened to Fox News, and O'Reilly's such a pain in the butt. He says, you know, And he had Donald Trump on. He said, you know, you went from a chance of 100 to 1 to now 2 to 1 to win with Hillary. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. They were just started in the last few weeks, the election cycle where Trump is literally ripping the guts out of Hillary and her evil rapist husband, Bill Clinton, and she's exposing all the corruption in Benghazi with blood on her hands. And the fact is that Comey is probably holding back because he's a Republican. He will not pull her from the nomination till after July, when the nomination convention finishes and Sanders completely destroys the chances that she's going to have enough electorate, because a lot of the people are just not going to show. My guess is the breakdown is this: across the nation, 30% of our Bernie fans, if he doesn't get in and he doesn't run independent, won't vote at all. 30% will vote for Trump, and the other 20%, basically, or 40%, will vote for Hillary because they're brain dead. Okay? And they want to have a Democrat because they hate Trump, even though the lies about him aren't so substantiated. I mean, even they even had his girlfriends that were old girlfriends that brought on these media were saying, well, he was a bad date. I'm thinking, this is the best you can come up with that you don't like Trump? He's a bad date? How many women have had bad dates in their life? They don't condemn him, say, don't ever elect him, don't ever make him a job as a corporate head or middle manager, because he was a bad date when we went out, you know, 20 years ago.
But he's not a sick person. He actually, I part of me says, well, he, you know, he's big ego, and he's all, but the other part of me says, no, actually, he's pretty clever. He's always used the news media to promote his businesses, and he's pretty shrewd at how he does it.
Here's where he made a little error.
All that's unimportant.
He made a little error yesterday.
In this world.
He made a little error yesterday, and I agree. I have to say this because I point out things even on good and bad. And hopefully he and Roger Stone are listening. Number one, you're not going to stop the drugs in Vermont by just putting up a wall. Number two, you don't need to point out the fact that this guy is Hispanic. You just have to point out the fact he's in a legal organization to support illegals coming to the state of California, and that he just happens to be Mexican. Who care what he is? He could be African or Swedish, it doesn't matter. Okay? There's if this judge is taking a domestic case and trying to turn it into a big deal, even when the primary person who was involved with the lawsuit actually sent supporting documents saying that Trump was great and that Trump University was great, after they filed the suit, why didn't they drop it? They didn't drop it because they want to make it a political football. So the judge should have recused himself, and this is a political act, okay? So if he,
I think the reason he's attacking the judge is he's afraid they're going to use this as some created PR nonsense.
He pivoted on his comments on Fox News, which was perfect last night. And if he had said that initially rather than just firing back, he tends to over counterpunch. I mean, if you got a little girl that punched you in the stomach, you don't have to hit her with a sledgehammer. You can hit her with the back of your hand, and if she's on the floor. So if he simply said, this is an unfair judgment, the judge should recuse himself, and not get into the racial stuff, it would have been much simpler and much more effective.
Apparently, with all the publicity, the judge should recuse himself.
Right, you should.
That's standard jurisprudence behavior. It's shocking. Folks, get right with God, because we're in the end times now. We really are. How long we've got, I don't know, but it's crazy.
The end is coming. Real soon. I don't know either, but it's coming.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really?